Memory Scan, part of Chapter 11 Scan, begins on page 47. Subpart Memory Scan. Memory Scan monitors all memory channels in which you stored frequencies. All channel scan. Or only a desired group of memory channels. Group scan. Scan automatically stops at a channel in which a signal is present. The transceiver remains on the same channel for either a short time, parenthesis, time operated mode, or until the signal drops, parenthesis, carrier operated mode. Use menu number 10 to select either mode. The default is time operated. Subpart. Time operated mode, colon. After stopping on a busy channel and waiting approximately 3 seconds, scan checks the channel again. If the channel is still busy, scan waits another 3 seconds, then restarts. If the channel is not busy 3 seconds after stopping, scan restarts immediately. Point. Carrier-operated mode, colon. Scan restarts approximately 2 seconds after the signal drops. You can lock out the memory channels that you prefer not to monitor while scanning. To do this, refer to Memory Channel Lockout, page 44. Subpart All Channel Scan. Use the following procedure to monitor all memory channels that contain frequency data. 1. Select time operated or carrier operated via menu number 10. Now 2. We have an M slant V button. The M slant V button is at the 4 o'clock position next to the tuning dial, the first button to the right. So 2, press M slant V to enter memory recall mode. And in 3, we have the SQL control. We haven't talked about that much. So the reminder there is that the SQL control is at the bottom right corner of the rig, and it shares the function with the IF shift. The squelch is the outer ring of that knob. So 3, turn the SQL control to adjust the squelch to threshold. 4, press scan to start all channel scan. We have a readout that shows the letters S-C-A-N. Point. Scan starts with the current channel and ascends up through the channel numbers. This direction cannot be changed. Point. To jump to the desired channel while scanning, turn the multi-slant CH control or press mic up down. 5. To stop scan, press scan or clear, CLR. Note, point, if you have turned the SQL control clockwise far beyond the squelch threshold, scan may fail to stop at a channel in which a signal is present. If this happens, turn the SQL control slightly counterclockwise. Point. Starting memory scan switches off the RIT and XIT functions. Subpart titled Group Scan. For the purpose of group scan, the 100 conventional memory channels are divided into 10 groups, with each group containing 10 channels. The channels are grouped as follows. Group 0, channel 00, comma, channel 01, comma, channel 02, dot, 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 channel 09. Group 1, channel 10, comma, channel 11, comma, channel 12, comma, through channel 19. Group 2, channel 20, comma, channel 21, comma, channel 22 through channel 29, and so forth all the way down to group 9, which would be channel 90, comma, channel 91, comma, channel 92 through channel 99. You can select a maximum of 10 groups and sequentially scan the channels that belong to those groups. Group scan starts with the smallest group number and repeats the sequence. For example, group 3, forward arrow, group 5, forward arrow, group 7, forward arrow, group 3. Now there are 6 points to discuss here. 1. Select time-operated or carrier-operated via menu number 10. 2. Press MR to enter memory recall mode. 3. Turn the SQL control to adjust the squelch to the threshold. 4. Press and hold down scan, then, using the numeric keys, enter the group numbers you desire to scan, i.e., 3 for group 3, 35 for groups 3 and 5, etc. 5. Release scan to start group scan. The display readout again shows SCAN digitally. Point. Scan ascends up through the channel numbers. This direction cannot be changed. Point. To jump to the desired channel while scanning, turn the multi-slant CH control or press mic up, down. 6. To stop scan, press scan or CLR. After using group scan, enter all group numbers in step 4 or do full reset, page 48, to use all channel scan, parenthesized factory default. Note that doing full reset returns all settings that you customize to the factory defaults. Note, point, if you have turned the SQL control clockwise far beyond the squelch threshold, scan may fail to stop at a channel in which a signal is present. If this happens, turn the SQL control slightly counterclockwise. Point. When the current channel is within one of the groups that you select by group number, scan starts with the current channel. Point. When the current channel is outside all the groups that you select by group number, scan starts with the group number that is larger than and closest to the group number of the current channel. Point. Starting memory scan switches off the RIT and XIT functions. This concludes the subgroup scan under memory scan and also completes chapter 11 titled Scan on page 47.